What will be the Oshteya and Bemezid? Let's say Yate, both of them Bemezid. You knew clearly there's an Issa Shrew involved. So it depends. Ochlo Letanai, if the first bread you ate was the condition, and you know by eating this bread now it's also for you to eat the second bread. For all the Ochlo Yisura, and then you ate the second bread Bemezid, you knew you were not supposed to and still you ate it. Mechayev, for sure Yechayev Malkus. That's a good case. It's Asros Vadai. They warn you clearly before you eat the second bread, do not eat it. If you eat the second bread, you'll be Chayiv Malkus, and he eats it. That's called Asros Vadai. He's Chayiv according to everybody. But what's going to be the opposite way? Let's say Ochlo Lisura. First, he ate the bread of the Isser. He ate that bread first. So at that time, it's not for sure, it's not there yet. Because maybe he will not eat the bread of the condition. So when you tell them, do not eat this bread, it's considered Asura Sufik. But you could warn them now, do not eat this bread, because if you can eat the second bread also, it comes out with, by eating this bread, you're over the Issa Shvua. But that's only a doubtful Asura. The person can think through his mind, I'm eating the bread of Issa now, because I think I'll never eat the other bread. So Ochlal Yisura, Vod Ochlal L'Tanai, and then he truly ate the first bread of the Tanai. So now Lamaisi did the Avera. So here, does he receive Malkus or not? That's plug to the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish. It's a Machlokes. Laman diyom Hasro, Sofik Shmei Hasro. If you hold like Rabbi Yechon, that's called Hasro. Chayim, who received Malkus here. Because the Beitim could warn him. Before you eat the first bread of the Issar, we're warning you, don't eat this bread. Because it's very possible that later on you'll eat the second bread of the condition, and it comes out now this first bread as an Issar Shmua, not eat it. So we're warning you, do not eat it. And then he deliberately goes and eats both breads. So be chayiv malchus. He knows what he's doing. That's called enough of asro. But leman diyoma lav shemei asro. It's not called asro. Then it'll be potter for malchus. Even though he did the avera b'mezid, but they did not warn him a truly a good warning. Because at the time when they warned him, do not eat the yisra, you may receive malchus. He thought it's a joke. He thinks, nah, I'm not going to get malchus. I'm not going to eat the second bread. So it's not called Asra, it's not called a warning that stopped him from the Issa, so therefore he did not receive Malkus. What's going to be Tolon Zu Bezu? He's totally one and the other. Loy Oichel Zu Im Oichel Zu, and Loy Oichel Zu Im Oichel Zu. He makes the condition backwards and forwards. He says, this one should be Yasser if I eat this one, and this one should be Yasser if I eat this one. So both of them is an Issa, and both of them is a Tanai. So it depends. The same thing, same halachas. V'yochozu b'zodin atzmoi, u'v'shigagaz chaverto. Each one b'zodin atzmoi knows what he's doing. It's a shkog on the second one. V'zu b'zodin atzmoi, u'v'shigagaz chaverto, potter. In such a case, he's potter. Because at the time when he ate it, it was a shigagaz chaverto. He did not know about the Issa, so it's not considered he has a shrua. In other words, zodin atzmoi means he knows he's eating this one, the conditioned one. But he forgot now that the other one becomes Asa. So both times he forgot that there's an Issa Shvua here that's not called Adam B'Shvua. He's part of the Shvua. What about the Zu B'Shigagas Atzmoi of Zodin Chaverta? You know that there's a Shvua, there's an Issa involved. Just you're Shigag on eating this one. The Zu, the same thing, B'Shigagas Atzmoi of Zodin Chaverta, Chayiv. In this case, you know clearly you're making a Shvua. Just you're a shoygeg, you did not know that the Yisra is chal right now. So that's the regular case of a Shua's bitui, that you chayiv a korban. Shteyim b'shoygeg gen potter. If you're shoygeg both ways, so at the time when the Shua is supposed to be chal, you're a shoygeg, your mind is not here, you'll be potter from the Shua. Shteyim b'mezid, let's say when you ate them both, you knew clearly what you're doing, that both of them will become asa to you, because both of them is the Yisra and both of them are the conditions. It depends, and again, Ashniya Mechayiv, and if you eat the second one, then for sure it's Asa. Because by eating the first one, that's the condition for the second one. So for sure the second one, Yechayiv Malkus. That's like Asuras Vadai. The second one, they could warn you. You already ate the first one, you know, you knew it, and now you know by eating the second one, you'd be Chayiv Malkus. That's Asuras Vadai. Arishayna though, when you eat the first bread, again, plug to the Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish. That's Tono Machlokes, that's Asuras Sufik. By eating the first bread itself, it's not for sure you will receive Malkus. Because the first bread is a condition, has a condition to it, that you have to eat the second bread. So, right now we do not know if you eat it or not. So we cannot give you Asuras Vadai to say Machlokes. Amar of Maramori says, Afan and Amatini, we learned the same Yisoy. That the Ik Yisoy, the rubber is that when you make the Shvua, when the Shvua is going to be Chal upon you, at that time you have to have Das. Your mind has to be there, you have to know you're making the Shvua. But if here, when you eat the first bread of the condition, you forgot about the Shvua, it's not called Adam B'Shvua. Says the Mishnah Nedarim, Arba Nedarim, Asir Chachomim, there are four types of Nedarim that are Smuta, Nidre's reason, Nidre Havoi, some exaggeration, Nidre Shkogas, you're a Shogig, you forgot about it, Nidre Yonson, you're forced into it. Nidre Shkogas case, so what's the case of a Nedda you made that you're a Shogig? Koinem, you make like this, Koinem, that this bread or this fruit should be offered to me, Imochalti, Vim Shosisi. If I ate today, or if I drank today, then these things should be also to me. So right now, he thinks that he did not eat. So that's why he's making the neder. He's saying, Kainim, this bread should be also to me if I ate today, or if I drank today. Later, Viniska, he remembers, Shoachal v'shoso, that he really ate today and really drank today. Yeah. So he's part of a shvua. That's called Nidresh Gagas. Why? Even though it came out really you ate, the pshat is at the time when you made the shvua, you forgot that you ate. So you really did not mean to make an issa neder upon yourself. Therefore, the neder is not chal. What about you make a neder? This bread should be also to me. Shani oichol, I will eat today. Somebody goes here. Shani or Shani oichol. Shani shoysa. Let's say you made a shvua, he will not eat and he will not drink. So Kitzi is saying like this. This bread should be also to me on a condition that or really, Lashon is, the bread should be yosa to me, it should not be yosa if I do not eat today. Kiss is told in the Tanai, that if he does not eat today, then it's not yosa. But when he eats, that makes the condition that now the bread will become yosa to him. So it makes the net that this bread should be yosa only if I do not eat it, or if I do not eat today, or I do not drink today. Now, shachach, in the middle of the day, he forgets, v'yochal, and he eats, v'shos, and he drinks, muta, yishno, the shvu is not chal. Why not? The Chura, you did the condition now that you ate today, and therefore now the neder should be chal. You said this bread is also to you. The reason is the proof to Rava that when is this neder chal? When you eat, do the condition. You said first in the morning, this bread should be also to me if I eat throughout the day. So when is this neder really chal? When you eat. If when you eat, you forgot that you made the shvua, you forgot you made the neder, so it's not considered a hodam b'shvua. Not considered your das is there when the neder should be chal. Therefore, the neder is not chal. You made a neder on a condition that you will not eat today. And when you go and eat, you forgot about the neder. So at that time when the neder should be chal, your mind is not here. Therefore, the neder is not chal. This is the proof to Rava. The Tony Allah, we learned on this. Kishem shenidre shkogas mutarim, kach shvua shkogas mutarim. The same Allah applies to shvua also. Shua shkogas hekidomi, lav ki agav nishvamino. That's like Rava's case, that you make an issa shvua, this bread should be also to me if I eat the second bread. And then when you go and eat the second bread, the condition, you forgot about the shvua. So that's the time when the shvua should be chal, your mind has to be there. If your das is not there, you're potter. Verse says, Eifa, toni shvuas bei rabba. Eifa learnt mesech the shvuas by his Rosh Shiva, by rabba. Poga bei Avimi, ach, we met his brother Avimi. Eifo and Avimi were two brothers. Omalei, Eifo asked his brother, Shvua, Poga bei Avimi, ach, we omalei, could be Avimi asked Eifo, Shvata bi dalocha, Shvua shlo yachalti. Person swears, I did not eat today. Shvua shlo yachalti. Now what's dalocha? Yachayiv twice or once, and then it came out it was a sheker. Omalei, Eifo answered back, Ain't a chayiv alachas, he's only chayiv one. He thought like it'd be a klal of ain't shua chala shua. Omalais, he answered back, no, ishtabesh, you made a mistake. Hare yotza shua le sheker. You said a shua sheker twice. Here there's no klal of ain't shua chala lissa. If you make an issa shua in the future, I will eat this bread. You say the second time, so the second shua is not chal, because it's here already the first one. But here it's a shua sheker that you say, shua shloya chalti. You're swearing now that you did not eat today. And if you did eat today, it's a sheker right away. That's one avera. If you swear a second time, again you swear that you did not eat today. And really you did eat today, avad yichayv the second time for the second shvua. So avad in this case, you'd be chayv twice. All right, yotza shvua sheker. Yeah. What's going to be shvua shalai oichal tisha v'yeter? First he swears he will not eat 9 pieces of bread. And then he swears he will not eat 10 pieces of bread. Now, what's the lach? If he eats all 10, how many isurim is he over? So, chayav kol achas v'yachas. He thought to say that, yes, both shvuas are chal, and if you eat 10 breads, you chayav twice. You chayav for the first shvua, and then you chayav for the second shvua. Omalei said back, no, again, ishtabeshti, you made a mistake. Itishu lo yochal, esu lo yochal. Like, listen, by asering this 10 bread, the second shvua of asering 10, throughout the first, when you eat 9, it's also enes achal lisa. Like, itishu, you didn't eat 9 yet, how do you get the 10? Ishtabeshto, tishvua al shvuhi, shanishpash lo yochal tisha. Somebody swears not to eat 9 pieces. Nishpa lesser, it's also like swearing not to eat 10 pieces, the same thing. So by saying you cannot eat 9, it's included in that you cannot eat 10. And so, by the first shvu, it's also to eat 10 also. So when you make your second shvu and not to eat 10, that shvu is not chal. It's saying shvu, chal al ashvua. That since the first shvu asked you for eating 9, so the second shvu is not chal, therefore you only chayiv 1. Itish l'yochel, es l'yochel. What about the opposite way though? Shvuah shle'oichel esa. First he swears he will not eat 10 pieces of bread. And then he says, swears I will not eat 9 pieces of bread. Tishamau. So he answered back, in the chayiv lachas. He thought again, the same thing like before, you only chayiv 1. He thought he learned his lesson. Omalei said back to him, no, again, ishtavesh, you made a mistake. Esther hu de lo yochel. The first shvuah only makes it he can't eat 10 pieces. But eat 9 pieces he's allowed to. Hotishamiyu achel. And the second shvuah now stops him from eating only 9 pieces. Therefore, the second shvuah is chal. The second shvuah is like kol, adds on something new. The second shvuah is chal. Omer Abaya, zimdin the mishachas lo lo deifa. Sometimes we'll have a year a case like eifa. Kidemar, like Rab himself says. The Yom Rab, Rabbi says, shvuah shlo yoichel teinu ve'novim. Somebody first swears they would not eat figs and grapes. Then he makes second shvuah, shvuah shlo yechotainim. He swears just he will not eat figs.